Well, good morning, everyone. This is Kathleen Alexander, and I'm grateful to be with you today. And gratitude is the subject of my talk. As you've noticed on the broadcast page, I entitled it Giving Gratitude. And I would like to give my gratitude to everyone in the listening audience for being here, to Dwin and Ronaldo for the broadcast services that they provide by being our host for Mount Shasta, to the Heart Center for being the one who pays for these broadcasts, and to you, our generous heart friends who support the Heart Center, to our messenger, David Lewis, for being there when the Masters had requested that he become an amanuensis and start this organization, this movement called the Heart Center. And for the beloved sponsoring Masters, who are the sponsors of our movement and thus give us the impetus from heaven to get going here on earth. So we are going. And I found that this topic of gratitude is a big topic. And the first master that I turned to talk about this was the Goddess of Liberty. And there are some personal reasons for this. And one of them is because I was born in early in the month of August. And as we have been instructed by our beloved Mother Mary in her teachings on the cosmic clock, this puts my birth date on the 7 o'clock line, which is sponsored by the Goddess of Liberty. So in the teaching of the cosmic clock, there are 12 major virtues. And as we found out in one of our Mabry University courses last year, 144 minor virtues. And the virtue that outpictured on this 7 o'clock line is the virtue of God gratitude. And our beloved Goddess of Liberty, as a sponsoring master for that line, to me, outpictures very much the quality of gratitude. And I would like to begin by reading some from a heart stream that she gave that speaks about gratitude at least 7 times in this heart stream. And at the end of the heart stream, she asks, or she tells us that she's going to be speaking again in September of 2012. And so that is the heart stream I have asked Ronaldo to play at the end. So we'll do that. So I'll read a bit from hers. Goddess of Liberty, August 17th, 2012, delivered by David Christopher Lewis in Montana, is entitled, You May Know All Through the Inner Light of Divine Love. And she begins, Dearest ones, God, gratitude to you. I am gratitude in action. I am love's polar virtue as quality, the ray of thanksgiving through which the joyous heart sings the effulgence of God's rainbow light of happiness bright. And there is a footnote here when she says, I am gratitude in action. And the footnote says, The Goddess of Liberty long ago stated that the inner meaning of the word immigration is, I am gratitude in action. The Statue of Liberty is an iconic symbol for many who immigrated to the United States in the 19th century as they passed through Ellis Island near the Goddess of Liberty's image in New York Harbor to secure their U.S. citizenship. And so one of the beautiful images we have of the Goddess of Liberty is this statue. And for those of you who have seen it in the harbor, whether there in person or just as an image, I think can attest, I know I can attest to the wonderful feeling that I get from even just seeing her image. And I'd like to read a poem that was written by Emma Lazarus, and it's was made famous by music by Irving Berlin. Give me your tired, your poor. And this verse, it's a short verse. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp, golden door. And this poem rings very true, as you will hear in another part of her heart stream. She continues, "The goddess of liberty, you have called me. My image rises in the New York Harbor, a beacon of hope to peoples everywhere, of opportunity for a new life of freedom, abundance, and, I add, virtue. In the victory flame, the sunlight of gratitude is complete. For the Aries-Leo-Sagittarius link through fire is one in love's fulfillment within the heart of Maitreya, master of kindness, Buddha of compassion." And for this paragraph, there's another footnote that explains a little more about the cosmic clock. It says, "In the teachings on the cosmic clock, as taught by Mother Mary to and through Elizabeth Clare Prophet, Lord Maitreya serves on the 11 o'clock line of Sagittarius. Sagittarius, along with Aries and Leo, is a fire sign in mundane astrology." So this trine they're speaking of, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, is the fire trine. So these are all fire signs. And so this is the Goddess of Liberty's explanation of how these three signs are entwined. And she continues, "O mankind, discover, know, and understand yourself through the heart's center. For centered in the heart, you will come to the fount of all knowledge, wisdom, and truth. This I intuited long ago, and thus I determined to hold that flame of illumination high, so that all might find their way home to the heart of God through the law of love, through the book of life, which is the true recording of the virtuous acts of the righteous ones throughout all ages. Yes, dear hearts, you may know all through the inner light of divine love. You may conquer the knowing self and awaken the true self through comprehending the sun source of your reality here and now. Illumination's torch is for today, not some distant past or future age. Wisdom's teaching is available in the eternal now within you. I open the door, that door of your heart this day, if you are ready for progressive revelation through heart-centeredness and divine reliance. Accepting and relying on your God self is key to your total recall and manifestation of your divinity, blessed ones. Many seek license to do as they please. I say, no liberty to be the God person that you already are through gratitude, which I defined as a reverential beatitude. You set the matrix for the mother's holy tricks of truth to manifest through gratitude. The uplift of joy, the oil of happiness is yours to inspire, motivate, and enlighten the world, first within you and then within the hearts of many beloveds. Through gratitude, love expresses the cherishment of what is virtuous and beautiful within everyone and every moment and place. This creates the world you truly desire. This brings into reality the life that you seek. Everything is possible through heart-centered connection that is a strong because of the will that is wed to love wisdom. As you master the balancing of your threefold flame, I come to fan that eternal fire with my torch, and the Holy Spirit also comes to expand that fire into a conflagration, a veritable bonfire of divine light and cosmic joy." Thank you, dear Goddess of Liberty. And she goes on in this heart stream to explain that the Holy Spirit will deliver the baptism of fire during the Autumn Equinox Tour of 2012. And then at the end she says, "I am the Goddess of Liberty, shining my light in the northern city of the sun. I call to you to awaken the truth of your pure essence of godliness through gratitude. And I thank you." Thank you, our beloved Goddess of Liberty. And in here, in this heart stream, she gave us several keys about the importance of love. And I have a story to read about the importance of love. And before that, I have another story to tell, and that is, there was a book that I read that really stuck with me, and it was a book about abundance and increasing your supply. And this was about particularly through gratitude. And there was a mantra in this book, which I have slightly modified, because I like to say, "Hear, O Universe." In the book, he said, "Hear, O Lord." I would like to say, "Hear, O Universe, I am grateful for the abundance that is mine." So we're claiming that we have the abundance, and we're saying thank you that we have it. So if we say thank you, we must already have it, because if you say thank you, you have it. And if you say thank you, you feel worthy that you have it. For example, when you get your paycheck from your employer or whoever pays you, you don't usually say, oh, well, you know, that's okay. I'm not really worthy for that. Just keep it this week. No, we say thank you. Well, I hope we say thank you. So we say thank you. Thank you for this money. I gratefully accept this money. I know that I'm worth it. I worked hard this week or hard this month, and I deserve this money. So we are saying that to the universe for everything, for every blessing that we have. So I'd like to invite you to say that with me, say this with me three times. We'll say together, hear, O universe, I am grateful for the abundance that is mine. Hear, O universe, I am grateful for the abundance that is mine. Hear, O universe, I am grateful for the abundance that is mine. I claim it, I own it, I accept it. Amen. Thank you. And I'd like to tell a little story about some abundance that has been mine. I recently have gotten married to a wonderful man, and both he and I have experienced such abundance that is pretty amazing. And I'd like to share just a few of them with you. When we were just newly married, one day he got an email kind of out of the blue from someone who had owed him some money for quite a long time and said, just wanted to ask you, is it okay if I pay you this money? Yes, it's okay. Anyway, you know, like thousands of dollars. So that was done. And then either two or three times he got a letter in the mail of unexpected income, loan reductions, no more interest. These were like class action suits that where the government had caught the banks and doing something or other that wasn't quite, you know, right in how much interest they pay, how much interest they charge or something or other. And I don't know about you, you know, sometimes you get these letters about class action suits in the mail and you go, oh yeah, well, someday maybe. Well, we did get these three times actually. Sometimes it was money. Sometimes it was debt reduction, or loan reduction that said, well, you did owe this much, but we're going to knock it down, you know, $1,000, you just owe this much. And then one of them was, and we're not going to charge you any interest for the rest of the time, no matter how long it takes to pay back this loan, no more interest. Oh, my goodness. So that was interesting. And then things coming at the right time. For example, I had an accident and that cost tens of thousands of dollars, you know, lots and lots and lots of money. And just before I got on my husband's insurance policy, and voila, they paid almost everything. I mean, we had quite a high deductible, and after you saw how big the bill was, it was kind of nothing. And anyway, and then there was another time when I had to have a lot of blood tests. You know, blood tests can be expensive. And I just happened that one quarter to be on student health insurance. And when you're on student health insurance, it's like pennies on the dollar for lab work. So like at the right time, right when something was going to come up. Oh, and then one other one, my car battery. I've had the same battery in my car since 2007. It's now 2013. And what batteries are supposed to last? What, 5 or 7 years, something like that? Anyway, my car was the same car that when David and Mona and everyone came for our Equinox tour, the autumn Equinox tour in 2013, we picked them up from the airport. We drove them from San Jose to Santa Cruz to Berkeley to San Rafael to Mount Shasta, and then we had to come home from Mount Shasta. So we drove a long ways and lots and lots of driving. Well, like, so that was in September, and then the last weeks of September, and then we stayed up in Mount Shasta a few extra days. We came home, and then after we came home, like the next day or within that very first week, I had to go down to town. By the way, we live outside of town, so we have to drive down the mountain, go into town to do our shopping. So I had parked in the shopping center, and I went to go get my hair done. That's what it is. I went to go get my hair done. I came back out. I got in the car. I turned it on and nothing. Well, actually, it was after my hair was done that I went to the credit union to get some money. And so I was sitting in the car, turned it on, nothing, absolutely nothing. Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? So I called Robert. He was actually close by. He could come. He came. And anyway, long story, he said, oh, it's your battery. We have to get a new one. Well, I was right in the shopping center. We could just walk right down, get the battery, put it in, and everything was fine. And then it worked just wonderfully. So could it have happened when we were up on the top of Mount Shasta? Yes. Could it have happened when we were trying to get David on time to one of his lectures? Yes. Could it have happened in a million places that were inconvenient? It could have, and it didn't. So, here, O universe, I am grateful for the abundance that is mine. So, I'm here to tell you that it's I am grateful for the abundance that is mine. And I think this helps. The reason I'm saying it is I think it helps when we do show our gratitude. And sometimes we may need a little extra boost in what we're doing. And so I would like to attest to the book that's called I Am Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. I am, I am, I am. And in this book, they have a kind of how-to formula for writing down your goals and manifesting them. And they talk about getting a little notebook. They call it a 79-cent notebook. And actually, I did get one for 79 cents because it was on sale. They were trying to quickly move out the school supplies. Again, this was in October or so. September was over. They were trying to get rid of their school supplies, and they put them on sale. So I did get some for actually 79 cents. So that was good. And in this book, they talk about writing your success covenant, where you say, all this by divine right, divine inspiration, divine intervention, divine timing, and with good for all concerned. And you write that on the front cover. So that would be actually not a page, but actually the cover of the notebook. And then on the first page, you write your success covenant, which says, Dear God, Universe Creative Force, Thou art my master planner and partner. Of all Thou shalt give me, I shall surely give the tenth unto Thee. God, Universe Creative Force, is my agent, my employer, my manager, my client, my boss, and the source of all my supply. And then you sign your name and date it. And I have done this. In fact, I did another one just this morning because I was realizing that the one I had, well, we have one for our family, which we do together, and then I have one for myself personally. And then I thought, well, I'll do another one that is particularly for the Heart Center. And so my very first proclamation is $144,000 above and beyond the current projected income received on or before December 30th, 2013 for the Heart Center. We start 2014 with an abundant outlook and an abundant bank portfolio. So that is my decree for that to happen. And in this book, there was a great story, which I was hoping to read, but I think I'll say that for another time, or just encourage you all to read, especially the chapter called The Help Button, where you can write God a letter. Because I'm realizing I did ask for the Goddess of Liberty Heartstring to be replayed, and before that, I would like to read a story from Jataka Tales, and this is called, the story is called The Empty Lake, and this is from a book called 20 Jataka Tales, retold by Noor Inayat Khan, and these are stories that the Buddha told to his disciples and children, and this is a story about a fish. In a beautiful lake, a lake covered with water lilies, many fish had met together. They gathered to hear a story told by one of them. Once upon a time, the story ran, in this lake of ours was a king, a great king. He was a fish as we are, with a golden back, but so much more golden still. Yes, those who live on earth may have many stars in their sky at night, but he was the star of our sky. When all was dark, he lighted the way through the waters. Now it happened that that Queen Rain forgot to send showers on earth before the time of heat. Day after day, Mother Earth and the thirsty sun rays drank the water of our lake. And King Wind, blowing fire from east to west, took all but the last drops away. Alas, our lake became a pool, and each day crows came and devoured our companions. But our King, our dear King, spoke in a soft whisper, and his words reached far above the earth. Queen Rain, hearing his call, looked down from above, and the fairies who carry the water vessels and those who lead the clouds to the sky awoke from their sleep. And King Thunder, hearing the prayer, stood up and called to his army, "I command you all, fire!" Immediately the whole world shook. The cloud leaders marched through the sky. The cannons of King Thunder shot flashes of lightning from east to west. The great sky opened, showing the light within, and water poured forth. The raindrops fell heavily, but the sound was sweet to our ears, telling us what the fairies were saying in the sky. And as we listened, our little drooping heads were lifted again. But our king feared that the water vessels would be taken away before the lake was full, and he spoke louder. "King of Thunder, Queen of Rain, show your power once again. Pour the water more and more till our lake is as before." At these words, the water rushed from the sky as from a mountain torrent. Thunder crashed and the whole world shook. The burning sun rays at last were covered, and the crows chased far away. And descending slowly from the sky, King Thunder and Queen Rain flew from their abode and came down to earth. "It is your love, O sweet one," they said to our king, "which has caused the world to shake and streams of water to pour forth. Do not fear, dear one. Never shall this lake be empty again, for your voice shall not be forgotten." And the lake was filled, and the water lilies grew again, and we have all lived happily ever after. So I have read this story because the lake, which was drying up, could be thought of our abundance. Sometimes we think our abundance is drying up, and all we do is we call to God, the King of Thunder, the Queen of Rain. And because of our love, because of our great love, the angels and the fairies come with their water vessels full and pour it into our abundant lake, never to be empty again. Thank you.